Biden slammed over white boy remark during event marking Black History Month, most racist president since LBJ. By Joshua Klein on February 28, 2023. President Joe Biden faced a wave of backlash over what was deemed a racist comment of his implying that white men are unintelligent, after stating, "I may be a white boy, but I'm not stupid," at a reception honoring African Americans throughout the country's history. During the White House reception marking Black History Month on Monday, President Biden stated that Black history matters after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis reportedly rejected a high school advanced placement course for African American studies following his Stop Woke Act, which aims to ban critical race theory, CRT, in the state's public schools. "It's important to say from the White House for the entire country to hear, history matters. History matters and Black history matters," he said to the roughly 400 people in attendance. "I can't just choose to learn what we want to know. We learn what we should know. We have to learn everything, the good, the bad, the truth, and who we are as a nation. That's what great nations do," he added. Paying tribute to the National Pan-Hellenic Council, NPHC, collaborative umbrella council composed of 9 historically African American fraternities and sororities, also known as the Divine Nine, the president said, "I may be a white boy, but I'm not stupid. I know where the power is," he added. "You think I'm joking? I learned a long time ago about the Divine Nine." In response, many took to social media to slam the racist remarks. "Joe Biden is the most racist president to occupy the White House since Lyndon Johnson," wrote conservative author Nick Adams. "Fact check, misleading," wrote right-wing media personality Colin Rugg. "He is white but he is also stupid." Biden makes entire White House crowd cringe in horror after calling himself white boy at Black History Month event, wrote political columnist Benny Johnson. "They make these pandering, self-deprecating jokes because they are actually the racists," wrote best-selling author John Lefevre. "Well, Joe, you got this one half right," quipped one Twitter user. "What a moronic statement," exclaimed another. "He is and always has been a racist," another Twitter user wrote. The matter comes as anti-white sentiment continues to be pushed by the woke left and mainstream media. A report from Saturday detailed how the University of Cambridge initially blocked working-class white students from a postgraduate program designed for students from underrepresented groups, leading to accusations of anti-white racism. On Sunday, Tesla CEO Elon Musk accused the U.S. media of being racist against whites and Asians. Last week, parents rallied at a Scottsdale Unified School District board meeting to call for the removal of Superintendent Scott Menzel, who said that white people have a problematic racial identity. Last month, parents criticized Michigan School Board member Kesha Hamilton at a Jackson Board of Education meeting over her anti-white statements, including claims that whiteness is evil and that white people are more dangerous than animals. In August, the Republican National Committee, RNC, released a 7-minute video hammering the president's long history of racism. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.